Well, James, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on returning to the league, but also congratulations on returning to the league with a victory. Quite a hard fought one, though, up in Lancashire. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, do you know what? It was good. Fair play to Darwin. They were really competitive for kind of the first 20, 25 minutes, but we set a really high tempo from the start, but it was more, we were sluggish in possession. Like, we were really good off the ball. Like, we were chasing him down, we were doing the running right, but we were a little bit frantic in possession. But I think kind of we had a bit of a shaky start in terms of our defensive display, but then we really got into the game towards like the kind of the 30-minute mark, I'd say. We really started to fizz the ball around, and the pace was starting to show for them then, that you could see that the fitness levels of the girls were really showing through.
A penalty for Kirsty Chambers getting that equaliser. But how important is that goal from Rigby right on half time?
Yeah, it was honestly, it was for the Chambers penalty. So Libby Dixon went through on goal. The keeper just wiped her out. No doubt she was going to score. So it was pretty clean cut. And then I don't know if you've seen the footage of the goal, but the goal was brilliant. We were working it around the back four, and then we'd inverted the wingers at this point because we kept getting down the wide areas, but it just weren't sticking when we get in the box. So I told Kirsty and I told Ellie Kelly to invert themselves, and we went from one wing to the other and then cut it back into the box, and Libby gets a little flick on, and then Rigby seals it just a couple of minutes before half time. So really important goal for us.
Then obviously into the second half, a substitution made at half time, Chelsea Flanagan coming on, and two goals from Chelsea Flanagan. That's by the by. The most important thing is you've been able to play Chelsea Flanagan. I mean, how good's that to have her back?
Yeah, I think Chelsea could have had 5 or 6 goals yesterday, honestly, in 45 minutes. I think if she would have played the full game, she probably would have got 5 or 6. So she completely dominated. And it's just about getting her back to match sharpness now. She was kind of, it was funny when she trained the first time because she's been away with work. She was saying to us, she was like, I didn't really even know what was going on in that drill. And my mind wasn't up to speed. My body was up to speed, but my mind wasn't. But you could tell as the game was going on, if we carried on playing another 10 minutes, she would have scored again and scored again. And I know that some teams in our league will be seeing them her face go up scoring goals, and they'll be shaking thinking, oh, she's back. Because she's such a massive signing for us. Like, having her back now for the foreseeable is a real boost for the team and the morale.
And Olivia Smith scoring as well to make it 5-1 in the end. So back to winning ways. And now in second spot with two games in hand, 1 point behind the league leaders, Cheadle Town. I mean, how crucial was that win to get back to winning ways?
Yeah, I think it was. Obviously, we had a good performance against West Didsbury last week. It's just getting back into that habit again of getting into those winning ways and understanding, listen, we scored an own goal yesterday. We've played a bunch of games in the league, and we're the only team to score against us. So we've got to be doing something right. And part of me is kind of glad that we've not got these all these additional club ties and stuff now. We can really just focus on what's important, the FA Cup and the league. Big game next week again. But I've said to the girls, I said, we're going to have played 10 league games by Christmas. There's no reason why we can't have 30 points on the board at Christmas. And if Cheadle win all their games from now on, we'd still be 5 points clear. So it's a really positive goal that we're setting, and that's what we want to achieve.
Two home games to come in the next fortnight. This Sunday, Crewe Alex in the league. Then that big game a week Sunday in the FA Cup against Merseyrail. One game at a time. I mean, like you say, you're fighting on two fronts now, and both equally as important. We've already touched upon Chelsea Flanagan coming back for this fortnight. That's big, big news. You got a spring in your step after West Didsbury and the win at Darwin. So what's your thoughts about the upcoming games?
I'm really looking forward to these fixtures that we've got in now. It's nice to see, like, for the last few weeks, we've only had kind of one or two games fixtured in. So it's been kind of, you like to take it week by week, but you also like to have one eye on, well, what have we got coming up over the next 5 or 6 weeks? And listen, we've planned out the kind of fixture list now up until Christmas, and like, we're buzzing for it. Like, I got so many messages yesterday after the game saying, I wish it was Sunday again now. I wish we were getting out playing again. And we were really gelling. Like, the midfield, how we finished the game yesterday, we had Chelsea Flanagan, Shanice Rees, Kerry Ogden played out of the skin. I think she got player of the match. It was a real strong midfield three. Like, I was looking, thinking, I don't think there's going to be a midfield three in the league this year that's going to be able to compete with these type of players. And we've still got people to go in there and support. So I'm really looking forward to the Crewe game. Obviously, two big training sessions this week to prepare for it. But I know that the girls are ready, and I'm glad to be back at Broadhurst Park. It feels like we've not been on there for ages.
Absolutely. 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Get yourself down there. I should say we will have a commentary of that game as well if you can't make the match in person. But do get yourself down there, James, is the call.
Yeah, 100%. As many fans as we possibly can. And then, listen, clear your diaries for the Merseyrail FA Cup game. I'm fairly confident that we're going to break some FC United women's history here and get ourselves to the second round of the FA Cup. That's the dream that we want to push. And that is one step at a time. But listen, it's a winnable tie for us, and we really want to get the fans behind us over the next couple of weekends.